Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. Crystal clear skies, 37 degrees. Our top story this morning. You better rummage around in your closet at this hour because you are going to need a jacket.
Maybe two of them. It is chilly out there.
And Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says some of us are below freezing.
Bundle up this morning. Freeze warnings in effect for all of North Texas until mid-morning as the coldest air of the fall season has arrived. Definitely going to need to layer up before heading out the door, especially if you work outdoors.
Oh, and one guy who's working outdoors this morning is KRLD's Russell Scott. He has himself bundled up. Right, Russell?
Got the flannel shirt out, the big coat, and my boots too, all to keep warm. I tell you, it's not keeping people indoors. I've still seen people walking their dog. I've seen people out jogging. Not a lot of people interested in stopping and talking about the cold air, but these two guys, I did find a quick trip, and they say they're just dealing with the weather.
It's basically Texas. It's going to go away by 12.
Oh, I mean, I'm just trying to stay warm where I can, you know, wore a little bit of extra layers. So, yeah. Other than that, I'm doing just fine.
Denton's still the cold spot at 28 right now. In Crum, it's 29 degrees, and in Argyle, 31 degrees right now. Here in Richardson, I can tell you it's cold. I want to get back in the car and warm up right now. Live in Richardson, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. It's the first step toward ending the partial government shutdown. Senator John Cornyn is the clinching vote as the Senate overcomes a Democrat filibuster.
Senator John Cornyn has voted yes. You see there on your screen, 60 yes, 40 nay.
Cornyn flew in from Texas to help push through the procedural vote on a short-term funding bill. A final Senate vote still lies ahead, and with enough GOP support, it is expected to pass before heading to the House and then to the president's desk to officially reopen the government.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
But until then, the partial shutdown continues, and we've got 83 total cancellations on the schedule today at DFW Airport. By the way, a security checkpoint C-11 on this Monday morning, taking 20 minutes to get through, and a really long wait at B-9, 45 minutes.
And at left field, there are 33 delays in and out of the airport and 21 cancellations.
It is 7:06. Texas Governor Greg Abbott begins his reelection campaign in Houston.
I'm here to announce I am running for reelection as your governor for the great state of Texas.
That will be next year. Abbott was first elected in 2015. He told the crowd at his campaign rally he wants Texas to be number one in education. And also he wants to give a statewide public vote on abolishing school property taxes. He also talked about the state school choice law that was passed this spring.
A shooting victim is recovering, and the accused is locked up in Dallas following gunfire on a DART train.
I'm here at DART's Ackard Street Station in downtown Dallas, where gunfire erupted on a train, sending one man to the hospital. This morning, trains are moving as normal for the beginning of the work week. However, DART riders are naturally worried.
I don't know how you control it. There's a number of folks out here. I mean, you obviously have security as best you can.
This is the third shooting on a DART train in the past 5 weeks. The first two were fatal, and many passengers would like to see more DPD and DART officers on the trains and at the stations. At the DART Ackard Street Station in downtown Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, Landman filming might be done. That doesn't mean Taylor Sheridan, yeah, that guy, and his production company is done with North Texas.
Now it's the show Lioness, Sheridan's espionage thriller, which has tapped the old site of Fort Worth City Hall as a filming location. And they need extras. As production of the show's third season continues around North Texas, the interior of the building is expected to be a reoccurring taping hub between November and March. They need clean-cut office types to portray CIA staff and male special force personnel today in Fort Worth. Show stars Nicole Kidman and Zoe Saldana as CIA operatives.
I took this oath before you married me, and you knew it, which means you took it too. We both swore to sacrifice me, and if you're not strong enough, then get stronger.
They also have a call for different parts on the 19th, 24th, and 25th of this month. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Near Tampa, Florida, a speeding car fleeing the police ends up slamming into a crowded bar. Happened early Saturday, killed four people, injured 11. Investigators say that the vehicle had been trying to evade officers after street racing. The Senate moves forward with a bipartisan agreement to end the government shutdown, funding most federal agencies through January 30th and scheduling a December vote on expiring health care subsidies. Now, this is just the first step towards ending the record partial federal government shutdown. A third shooting on the DART rail system has passengers on edge after a man was wounded near Ackard Station. That's right in the heart of downtown. It happened on Friday. Investigators arrested a suspect shortly after.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning Briefing. We're going to fill your head this morning with a lot of useful information in our 20 minutes of nonstop news, weather, and traffic. All we ask is when they say, "Where did you hear that?" you tell them it's from us. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. 7:23 now. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show.
23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The Dallas City Marshal's Office rejects an offer from ICE.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement had reached out to the Dallas City Marshal's Office about the possibility of installing an ICE agent inside the the Dallas City Detention Center on Chestnut Street. The head of the marshal's office turned down that request, and Dallas Chief of Public Safety Dominique Artis says they don't allow any personnel from outside agencies to be stationed or housed within the city detention center. The city marshals are sworn peace officers that work closely with the municipal court system. They also deal with prisoner transfers and the arrest of people who have City of Dallas warrants. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas is booming, but where's everybody going to live?
The Texas job market keeps expanding, but there's a warning that affordable housing is not keeping up. There's now a push for construction on smaller lots as opposed to mansions.
Without housing that young people can afford, you know, the American dream is at stake here.
Glenn Hammer, who heads the Texas Association of Business, says a big reason new families are not having babies is they cannot afford both a child and a home. This shift in strategy, he says, will make sure that the state is strong well into the future. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD. We're the station at DFW for business and market updates, brought to you this morning by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at CodeLaunch.com.
Futures are higher on the optimism the government shutdown coming to an end. The S&P 500 had risen for three straight weeks before last week's losses. UBS strategists forecast the S&P 500 is going to hit 7,500 by the end of 2026. That's about an 11% gain from current levels. And Oppenheimer's John Stolfus says it's too early to give up on chip makers and the outlook for artificial intelligence. Pfizer has won the bidding war for the weight loss drug startup Metsera. It secured the $10 billion deal after the Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk said it did not plan to increase its offer. Metsera cited a call from the Federal Trade Commission regarding potential risk from proceeding with the proposed Novo deal structure. Retailers have fought for years to slash their share of the cost for accepting card payments. Now a source tells Bloomberg Visa and MasterCard are close to a new agreement that will attempt to settle a two-decade legal spat. I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
Breaking news this morning, the International Olympic Committee just banned transgender athletes from all women's sports at future events.
Well, with the partial government shutdown not quite over yet, local governments trying to help everybody out. So Dallas County and the nonprofit Homeward Bound are trying to keep people out of jail. Homeward Bound's Doug Denton says they help with detox and connect people with peers who have gone through the same struggles.
He knew how to talk to folks, and he knew how to bring them out of their depression, their substance use, and get them to appropriate 12-step meetings, get them to church if they wanted to go to church.
He says 58% of inmates at the Dallas County Jail have diagnosed mental health issues. That number is likely even higher, though. He says nonprofits in the county are working to find ways to keep people out of jail, cut homelessness, and reduce drug addiction.
The NFL world stops to honor the life of a young Cowboys player.
The Chargers joined the entire NFL community in mourning Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nyland.
Nyland died from suicide last week. His teammates returned to practice in Frisco today as they return from their bye week ahead of next week's game in Las Vegas.
Well, the Stars keep their momentum rolling with a 2-1 victory over the Kraken at home. Tyler Seguin's goal late in the first period proves to be the difference. Wyatt Johnston scored again on the power play as well.
Jason Robertson in tight. Johnston scores! Wyatt Johnston!
Casey DeSmith turns away 30 of 31 shots in goal, including 9 on the penalty kill. Miro Heiskanen collects 2 assists to stay red hot offensively. Next up, Ottawa on Tuesday.
It's been 50 years ago today, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior, taking 29 lives to the bottom.
Came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The freighter went down during a storm. All 29 crew members died. There was no distress call. The cause remains a mystery. Like it does every November 10th, the Mariners Church in Detroit will ring its bell 29 times today for each man lost. Historian Frederick Stonehouse says the Edmund Fitzgerald spurred many safety improvements.
Every sailor on the Great Lakes that's sailing today owes a great deal of debt of gratitude to the Fitzgerald.
No major ship has been lost on the Great Lakes since. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.